Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week, and you're joined with your host Adam
and your host Hanifa.
And it's a new year.
Happy New Year
2024. You know, the year is moving quickly already.
Yeah,
isn't it? A lot's happening.
Yeah, it's moving fast.
Like, the world that we saw on the 31st is no longer the world that it is today.
No more Excel bullies.
Yeah.
I feel like you personally would take that hard.
Well, I'm not like... I'm like
you seem like an XL bully lover.
I'm not like...
By the way, if you're not British, XL bully is a breed of dog that has been banned in the UK.
Yeah, so, but I'm not like a crusader. I'm not, but I do believe that it is about the owner and not the dog.
Yeah.
It's just that everyone has decided to make this the most violent dog. But if you actually enforced puppy training for all dogs.
They should go to puppy school.
Yeah.
Like a 3-day little boot camp.
No, puppy school is weeks long.
No, but like before you get your puppy, it should have had at least some. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. I think what you need to do is, and what I think they tried to do, basically what the Tory government decided to do was to do something quick and rash, and then it makes it seem like they've done something for society.
They're not even banned. When they just have to be kept on a muzzle with a short leash.
Yeah, because initially yeah. I was like, what are you going to do, kill them all? Like, people obviously not. Did you see that the other day?
Yeah.
The person that killed one.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
On New Year's Eve, there was an XL bully foul tied up on fire.
Oh, that's evil. That person is just disgusting. Evil. They're waiting to do that.
Yeah, they were itching to do that. Like, absolutely horrible. But nothing, it was something like nothing will happen to them considering it's illegal to have the dogs anyway. So they're not looking into it. They're just going to let the dog die.
I think anybody that's killing animals, you got to look into them.
Yeah.
There's a question mark there. Just an animal is a quick assessment.
Especially when it's a big animal like that. That's one step. And yeah. Before you know it, you're a serial killer.
That's not your first.
No. You don't just hop up and start doing that. You have to build up to that. But I think that, and this will be my last on it, there has to be stricter...
Are we still talking about XL bullies?
No, dogs in general. There has to be stricter regulations into getting a dog. Even though I don't agree with how expensive it is to get a dog right now, because why am I spending $2,000 to $3,000 on a dog?
Is that how much it costs?
That's the size of... If you want to get a French bulldog, you're paying like 2.5K, man.
Gosh.
Like, why am I paying 2.5K for something that is like this big? That doesn't make any sense. That has health issues because they shouldn't be bred. But anyway, there has to be stricter regulations on getting a dog. Like, you have to pass a test, I think. There needs to be like more privatized or more regularized breeders, because that is where the XL bully things were getting out of hand.
Backyard breeders.
No reason I should be able to be selling 10 dogs out of my back garden that haven't also been raised properly.
Yeah.
And then also, once you get your certificate to prove that you're capable of having a dog, you have to do the training. And it includes, because I think there's like, I don't know what it's called, sizeism when it comes to dogs.
Yeah.
Little ratty dogs are the most violent things. If it just happened to be 3 stone bigger, okay, yes, that would actually harm me. But like the mental capacity of they're the same. They're as violent as each other.
I think all dogs should be trained, but I will say from a personal note, like an untrained big dog is way scarier than an untrained small dog.
Yes, because an untrained big dog, can kill me. But the owner of an untrained small dog could just get a big dog, and then it's still the same issue.
Yeah, it's
you're
laziness.
Just untrained.
It's
yeah.
Lazy. If my cat can be trained, your dog can be trained.
Yes, okay. And then it's also just understanding your breed. There's many things I could go, but like...
It's taking the time to actually educate the dog.
Yeah.
It's like having a toddler.
Yes, it is.
You've got
like
to put in the work.
But some of them stay around toddler age. And then you also.
I think they all do.
No, they don't.
They say that cats like, their mental capacity peaks at like, it's like 4. That's their cognitive brain.
Oh.
No. I assume dogs would be the same.
No, some dogs, it depends on the breed. It really depends on the breed.
Like a really smart 4-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. My dog, I don't know what age. Bo is
they
so
do
stupid.
Get old though. They do have an old.
No,
I've seen some old souls.
He's so old. And he's like even got a white beard now, but he's so stupid.
He's still four in his mind.
I'm like, can you relax? You have arthritis.
Is he trying to leap?
But you're still trying to flip off the couch.
Good for him.
And then now you're hurting because you're an old man. You're technically over 70 in dog years. He's eight. No, how old would he be? What's 77 this year.
Wow.
And you're trying to flip off the couch. You're scared of pigeons.
Aww.
Scared of pigeons so much so the pigeons have started to come into the kitchen to eat his food.
Oh,
and
shame.
He's running away.
He's an old man.
He is a massive dog. About 20 stone and he's running away from pigeons and people think he's an XL bully, so he's getting bullied on the street.
Oh, he's getting XL bullied.
He's getting XL bullied because he's so big. And to be honest, maybe he is half XL bullied. I don't really
well, sorry,
don't know.
Can we just talk about address the fact that I never heard when this breed came out. It's like all of a sudden a new breed of dog came out.
No, I think
I've never heard them be called XL bully.
They weren't though.
I heard like Pitbull.
Yeah, they
Staffy,
were
Staffy. Like there's
no, that's
the I'm talking about different dogs.
No, it was. A Pitbull.
Is Pitbull banned?
And weren't Pitbulls always banned? Or American Bulldog?
Is it a new breed?
No, it's not. They've been around for ages. It's like that's why.
Is it just a big?
It's
Pitbull?
Just a massive. I think I honestly think it's like a combination of an American Bulldog and a Pitbull.
It's bad PR though, calling a dog a bully. That's not nice.
No, like that's what they started to
like
call it. No, I don't think the owners were ever calling it that. That's what they started to call it that to make it trendy. So it's like, oh, this must be a bull. It's a bulldog. It's a type of bulldog. That's all it is. And yeah. You call it a bully. Honestly, I feel sorry for them. Anyway, we've talked about dogs for too long. but yes, so many things are changing. You know, we're a new people.
We are.
We're
but
old.
We're also the same.
I think I've changed.
Everything is different.
I think my whole, my brain chemistry has changed.
Saturn has returned.
I forced it. I've had to force it. I'm on a new positive spin of life because what's the point of being depressed anymore? It's not got me anywhere so far for the past 29 years. So it's not going to get me any further.
I like that.
So I've decided to try and be as positive as possible. But when I do feel depressed, I'll give myself 2 hours to feel it.
No, do you know what? I think I like it.
Yeah.
But I think you just got to, when you have the depressed days, you just got to go with it. Like I've recently been like, just been like, yeah, actually, today's a bad day. I'm just going to watch films and wear my pajamas. And then it makes it a better day because I've got up, had a shower, changed into my pajamas. And I'm like, today is a bad day. And it automatically makes it a good day.
Because
I've decided it's lost.
No, I think that when I don't have the self-control to do that.
What's happening with you?
If I have a bad day, and then I've decided this day is written off, which you can write days off for sure. But if I've decided this is a bad day, that bad day will turn into a bad week.
Oh.
And I need something that will inject a ridiculous amount of serotonin into me
to
accept
it.
Over. Like I need somebody to buy me a gift, or I receive some really good news or something like that to like turn it around. I can't pull myself out.
Oh, you know, that's what you got to start early. You got to catch it really early.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So I give myself 2 hours.
Yeah. Two hours is not enough for me, but I respect it.
2 hours is like a film time, or that is 4 episodes of a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 episodes of a sitcom to get over it. And it's not like I'm going to get out of it and be happy-go-lucky, but at least I'm up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm up and out. I'm doing something.
Yeah, I like the forced walks.
I hate forced walks.
No, I like a forced walk.
I hate forced walks, but I have to incorporate them now. I'm on my 75 soft again.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Are you?
Yeah. And I said this the other day. With exercise, At what point is too much pain too much pain? Do you get what I mean?
I actually don't.
Like, you know,
I don't do hard exercise.
No, but like, you know when you've worked out and you're like, oh, my legs hurt. At what point is that too much?
They shouldn't hurt right away.
No,
if they hurt right away, you sprain something.
No, like when I've woken up and now I'm like, I'm doing that slow squat onto the toilet because I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Does that always happen to, that only happens to me if I go a bit crazy after not exercising for a long time.
Yeah, that happens to me.
Like, all the time.
As in like...
Like it go. Is that like
it doesn't ever ease up. It that's never a you eases problem. Up. No, I think I have issues.
Yeah, I don't need to have a hot bath with the magnesium
salts. No, I do. I do it all.
You got the salts.
I do a hot bath.
Clearly, you're missing a step.
I do tiger balm. I was like...
Maybe...
In every other facet of life, yeah, this circle of exercise to pain... would be considered self-harming.
Maybe you're doing
if
too
I was
much.
Drinking and I was hurting myself, they'd say I was an alcoholic. If I was doing like, do you get what I mean?
I think maybe you're doing a bit much.
I'm actually not doing a lot. I know that I could do more.
Maybe you need to do more, push through.
Oh, you think that I've
maybe
not
the muscles
through...
are trying to grow but they just can't grow because you're not pushing yourself hard enough and you just need to push yourself that extra.
Oh, okay.
Breakthrough. Maybe you're actually like meant to be like hench.
No, because I'm watching that Twin Flame. Have you watched that Twin Flames thing on Netflix?
What is it?
I'd been hearing people talk about it. Now I'm invested.
Is it a cult?
No, it isn't. It's not that at all. Because I thought it was that, so I was like, oh, I can't be asked another cult thing.
Yeah,
but basically it's a social experiment to see how veganism affects the body. So they've only it's a twin study. So it's only twins that are like really close together, identically, obviously, but like close body as well. And they put one of them on like a healthy omnivore diet and the other one on a vegan diet to see the effects. I'm only on episode 2 or 3. I can't remember.
I'm not going to lie. It sounds kind of boring.
It's not. My eyes have been opened. I was like, maybe...
Are you going to become vegan?
I considered it whilst I was watching an episode yesterday. Because I was like, oh, shit. This is really shit. But this morning, I bought some minced meat. And I actually think that I don't eat red meat on the regular. But because I was seeing it so much yesterday, all of a sudden I was like, I was like, oh, I want Spongebob.
See,
I would never buy red meat. I would maybe order it in a restaurant, but I would never buy it. Mm-hmm. But now I want a spag bol. So I think it has made me think. I think it's quite good. I've learned so much. And this is the new person I am. I'm learning every day.
I just don't think I care about that particularly.
It's just like how, you know,
I hate food shows, like health nutrition shows.
It's not a nutrition show. It's an environment show. But also with nutrition. As in, like, the twin study is obviously the main part of it.
So where does the flame come in? Is it there's inflammation? Like, what?
I don't know. Because the world is burning.
Right.
The flame, we're flaming it. We're flaming it alive.
Bad name.
The twins that
oh, I get it.
Are flaming it alive.
I understand. But I don't understand.
I was like, I didn't know that the deforestation is also my fault.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Obviously.
No, not in terms of just using, you know, paper shit. I didn't know they were chopping down the trees to grow cows.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You really?
I feel like
I'm glad you're learning.
I know. I feel like, do you know when it's
you
one
need
of
to,
those...
Welcome to the party.
I know. It's one of those things, like, you know when you hear something so much, I'm now tuned out? Like, you know, there's only so much information I can take about the environment is in collapse. I get it. Like, yes. Now I've heard that for 20 years of my life. I can't retain any more information about it than I've learned 10 years ago.
Yeah, fair.
It's just like, it's just too much. But now I've learned a new thing, so...
Congrats.
Well done to me. And what am I going to do about it? I bought minced meat, so...
Exactly.
But I got it from a local butcher.
Let's see. So you got to have the little offsetting.
Yeah. I don't like Tesco meat anyway. But yeah, so cool. That's me. New me. What are you doing, you?
I'm chilling. I'm doing more yoga. I'm a yogi.
In a yoga studio?
A bit of both, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it mainly.
Oh, okay.
This being a free spirit, getting enough sleep. I feel like
melatonin.
No, not even melatonin.
Natural.
No, okay, also melatonin. But like actually going to bed early.
Yeah.
And then waking up early, but having actual sleep. And cooking more. And just being, I'm really boring.
I know, but it's only day four and I'm like, oh God, I don't know how much I
It's very, that. I'm living life in the slow lane.
Extremely
and
slow.
And it's nice. Maybe I'll get a dressing gown. Maybe.
Oh, I think I'm going to go to Kaftan.
Kaftan. See, exactly. Yeah. Kaftan and coffee.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I see that for me. Get my cat. It seems like this is the stage that we're at.
It's the, I've been running away from old age. I'm ready to embrace it.
Exactly. Get a blanket.
Yeah.
I have slippers.
I don't have slippers.
Oh, you need to get slippers.
I just like bed socks.
Get slippers.
Okay, let me
that
get
That will change
slippers.
The game.
I might get those UGG slippers that I keep seeing.
Yeah, they're really nice.
They look nice, yeah. But yeah, I'm on that slow lane for life.
Yeah, just soft life.
Yeah. I'm on a strict 9 to 5 now. I think it's...
To close in the laptop.
As in... I won't even look at anything with our company name in until it's 9 on the dot.
I deleted the email app from my phone.
It's on a completely separate page.
Oh, good.
So like, and I don't have any notifications come through it. So that's fine. And then, but until 9 on the dot, I don't want to hear anything. And you know what? If you wake up at 6... and you start at 9, you have... world is your oyster.
I've been starting at 10.
I'm like, fuck, like...
I watch a TV show.
You do so much. Well, no, I'm not watching anything.
You're not watching...
No, I'm not watching... I'm reading again. Well done to me. I'm back in reading
bit. I read a book already.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I'm reading... Actually, you know what I'm doing? I'm finishing books. I'm getting through
my collection.
Yeah.
No more new books.
I bought some new ones ready to go, but I'm like, I'm finishing... I'm like 3 or 4 chapters at the end of maybe 5 books, and I keep claiming I've read them, but do I know how they've ended now?
Yeah.
Because I just like move on to the next one. But yeah, the 9 to 5, what you actually... Before I was like, working 40 hours a week is ridiculous. But when you actually make sure you work at 9 and that laptop don't fucking message me after 5, I'm dead to you. You actually have so much time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm sitting there bored. I'm like, what am I doing? It's
like, do I need to do anything?
There's nothing to do. No. My clothes are washed.
Oh, also, that's another thing. I'm doing my chores bit by bit. So I have a habit of doing, like, one day I'll be like, okay,
everything.
I'm going to mop the floor, sweep the floor, scrub the floor. And instead, just a little wipe. A day.
A wipe a day keeps the webs away.
Yeah. It's just little and often, you know?
Okay,
Fluff the pillows on a Tuesday.
But I do like a cleaning day.
Yeah. But I don't like a cleaning day where it's like, oh,
well, don't let it pile.
No, but if you're doing a cleaning, if you're doing a little and often, it's just a cleaning day is just put some music on and just...
Yeah, fairs. I guess.
So doing the chores bit by bit.
Yeah.
Laundry on a Monday, bed sheets on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you know we're getting there.
Yeah.
Age is coming.
Do you know
to
what?
Us.
I always felt like, you know, Matilda.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning when I watched this recently, it was on TV. Okay.
Well, the new one or
no, the old original one.
Okay, good.
She's like, by the time she was 6, she'd learned how to look after herself.
Yeah.
Something people only learn in their early 30s. I feel like.
That's you.
No. That's like my whole time, whenever anything goes wrong in my life, I'm like, well, Matilda said I didn't have to have it together yet. But I feel like I've got it together. And I'm like, damn, head of schedule.
All she knew how to do was make herself a flipping pancake.
But I had
walked to the library.
I'm making my pancakes. I'm walking to the library. And I'm ahead of schedule. So I feel like, shout out to me.
Yeah. Okay. I take that. That's
coincidentally
good.
My season shout out is me.
You're shouting yourself out?
No, I'm shouting me, you, and all of our listeners out.
Okay, that's nice.
Because I feel like, hello, if you're watching. I feel like 2023 was a tough year for lots of people.
It was horrible.
And
we have to admit that it was actually horrible.
It was a shit show. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But despite that, we still continue to build and grow and have like nice times.
Yeah,
make memories, and I think that's if we can do that in the bad times, what can we do in the good times? Not say that these are the good times.
I think it's one of you've got to be positive. It can only get better.
Yeah, exactly. And so well done for getting through it.
Well, yeah, well done for surviving.
It can, yeah, it can. Things can only get better.
Hopefully. We can only hope.
Yeah, ooh, and if they get worse, it's like a new adventure, isn't it? It's different.
Okay, who was my shout out? I had it written. Oh my God. Oh yeah, my shout out is, this isn't the TikToker, but this TikTok posted it. This TikTok page posted their brother, and it's Tara Elise. L-I-C, I'm not too sure, okay. A-double-L-Y-S-E. And basically, their brother had, it was their birthday, and they did the whole three-hour Beyonce Renaissance performance.
The brother?
Yeah, I think he was turning, like, he looks about maybe 13, 14.
Oh, good for
and
you.
And it's so great. And then some people, and made obviously some nasty comments, saying, like, where is his dad at, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, he's here holding the smoke machine. But it's just like, I wanted to shout him out and then also the whole family out for firstly creating a really nice environment that he feels like he can do a 3 hour. If I told my parents, I'm going to do a 3 hour Renaissance.
That's too long.
They'd be like, you get 10 minutes.
Was he good though?
He did it all. Like all the clips. Like he did it all. All the routine. It was like, and even like talking to the crowd, he's like, sing with me. It was really good. So shout out to them and that family, because it really warmed my heart. I've really, really been enjoying it. And there's loads of clips. I might go back to, actually, I will go back
See,
to it.
It's little things like that, even though the world is on fire. Yeah. The family having fun. Like, oh my, it's making those get memories.
Actually, Hanifa, sorry. I've just thought. Do you know those two dogs on Instagram?
No. I don't follow dogs, sorry. I'm a cat timeline.
No, it's not. But you know, it's like one is a blonde Labrador and one is a brown one and they always are like this.
When I tell you, I don't think I've seen a dog on my Instagram ever.
They're like really famous dogs on Instagram called Watki. I think it's Watson and Kiki or Kiko or something like that. And the other day I found out one of them had died.
Oh no.
I cried for half day and I'm going to get emotional again. One of them had cancer and then it died. And I was like, that to me had completely shaken my whole world.
See,
I thought that was horrible. And I just wanted to share that in case anybody followed them. I've never followed them, but I always see their pictures. And I was like, I can't believe, how'd you go on with life?
It must be so sad.
How'd you go on? That was your person.
Your best friend.
Like, oh my God, it's actually depressing me all over again.
See, sometimes I think, is my cat lonely because she's an only child? And then I'm like, should I get another cat? Then I'm like, one day,
one is going to die.
Yeah, and then she'll be an only child again and she'll think about the cat.
Yeah, exactly. They've got some new dogs. Mind you, the dog actually died a while ago. I just found out recently. Oh, right. they've got some new dogs, but I'm like, that's not the same. You can't just replace them.
No, but then you go down a slippery slope because sometimes I'm like, do they remember their mum? Do they ever think about their mum?
No.
They must. They no, must. They're like don't. A distant. They're like, oh, I remember.
No, they
this.
Don't. It's like if you adopt a child, even if you adopt a child at three, they don't remember their mum. They don't remember their mum. Those puppies don't remember their mums.
I don't know.
But they know smell. So like that's when they bump. I saw that video of two dogs finding each other in a park and then they found out they were siblings.
Aww.
Oh my God. That rocked my fucking world as well. As in like the owner is like a popular
local breeder.
No, like the owner of one of the dogs is like a popular dog person. And then the dog like sprinted away. So he's always filming the dog. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh my God, you guys look identical. And then they were having a time of their lives, reunion. And then they were chatting to the other owner. They got it from same breeder, same dogs. Aww. Same brother and sister.
That's cute. See, and they had the connection.
That's horrible. Because now, are they gonna? That's like separating twins.
Exactly. That's what I think. Do you think they missed their litter mate?
No, I think they know.
They must be like, they used to be seven of us. Now it's,
now
just,
it's
me.
Just me. Oh, God. Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, shout out to all the dogs and cats.
Yeah, shout out to
them.
And
all the other pets.
That's horrible.
Should we do some news?
Yeah, let's do some news. the last time we spoke about the Jeffrey Epstein predictions, which we didn't actually say, but luckily for me, none of my faves are on there. All right. But yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's, well, it's actually Ghislaine's thing came out, but the Epstein list came out.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. She's... Do you hear what she said the other day?
What?
Actually, do you know what? Let me get through the list and then I'll get to her bullshit.
Go on, give me the list because I've just read the headlines.
So yeah, there's like 100 and blah blah names on here. Loads of famous people, but I think the main thing is to say that not everybody's name that is on the list has done something guilty. It just so happens that they have been named in logs or emails. The email could have been, have you seen Bruce Willis's new film? And now he's part of the drama.
I'd be so annoyed.
I'm not saying that that's what it was, because Bruce Willis's name is on here. I'm not saying that that's what it was, but it's also like he didn't do any wrongdoing. But people that are on the list include like Naomi Campbell, Leonardo DiCaprio, Cameron Diaz, David Copperfield. Not heard of him.
Sorry, isn't David Copperfield a character from a book?
What?
David Copperfield is a book character, is a fictional character.
Are you thinking like Mr. Copperfield?
Yeah, who is David?
Is his name David? David Copperfield is a magician, so I don't, maybe
he's a magician.
Like the person, so maybe that's not his real name. You know what I mean? Maybe that's not his real...
Obviously that's not his real... That's not a real person's name.
Yeah, well, that's the name, that's his magician name. So what, you know?
As if magicians... are a thing still.
No, but I don't... Yeah.
His name is David Kotkin.
There you go. Like, Kevin Spacey and many people are on this list, yeah, sure. But then people that are on it that obviously have done wrongdoing, because even Michael Jackson's on the list. Technically, Michael Jackson's name is not linked to any wrongdoing, but you guys can decipher that
for
what you want. But then, like, Prince Andrew's on there confirming his bullshit. It's too late now. He's already settled out. Donald Trump is on there, Bill Clinton's on there, that Luca what's his face is on there, and I don't think he's been
convicted
for his rape case yet, but he will be going down soon, and like people like that. So you really have to look at why their name is in there, and then, you know, then you'll figure it out. But you know,
it's a mess.
It is a mess. I think that there's many jokes around it, but I think people also need to remember what exactly this case was about. I think it's now become like a pop culture thing.
Yeah, but I want people to go to prison.
It's actually a sick and twisted case.
Yeah, like the victims do need justice.
Yeah. But I don't think anyone's going to
go. It drags out so much. It must be like they must just want to just close the door on it at this point.
Yeah, like I reckon when it came out that the names were coming out, they were like, I thought this was... over.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's dead and Ghislaine or Ghislaine, I don't know how to say her name.
Ghislaine
is in prison.
What did she say the other day?
So she goes, she basically said when the list was coming out, she tried to girl boss it and blame sexism for why she's the only person in prison. You sold
what?
Women. So she goes, it's all about men abusing women for a long period in time, and it's only one person in jail, a woman.
It's like a woman in STEM. This is not what you think it is.
But it's like, yeah, it's about abuse, sure.
Yeah.
But you were at the top of the rank.
It's also about men abusing women and also you abusing women.
Exactly. So she's basically saying like,
why not both?
Sexism is playing a part in a case where you sold women, yeah. Underage women, mind.
No, they were girls.
Yeah, you sold children. Kids. And women, and you're trying to be like, this is white feminism at play,
yeah.
Because you can't bring in the feminist argument.
Yeah, is that like have the fact that the men are in jail doesn't negate the fact that she's guilty.
Also, she wasn't the first person to be convicted.
Yeah.
So it just so happens that he committed suicide.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, you know what? Try if you want.
Send them all to prison then, innit?
Try if you want. Like, it's nice that you tried it. What did you think was going to come out with that? Oh, yeah, she should come out because the men are in there. Or she should get a lesser sentence.
Yeah, like, what...
Or, like, what exactly... Why don't you stand up and say exactly who was involved?
Exactly.
Why don't you write down the names and then the men will come in with you? But you're not given the info to get them in. So how can you complain?
That's so true.
Like, it's really down... You can point to everyone right now and
talk.
Say, stand in court and then do it. But maybe she... Did you see that video of the... Did you see the video of that guy in Vegas that jumped? There was a court hearing in Vegas. And you know, like, how big those judgy things are? And somebody's standing here. Hanifa, he leaped over. Like, she was basically...
How?
It's like, you know, like in Fresh Prince, where Jazz would get thrown out? Yeah. It looked like that.
Like a 3D kind of...
As in, like, yeah, it looked like... As in, it looks like you've jumped on a trampoline.
Yeah.
But he's somehow... He should have been playing basketball, to be perfectly honest, but now you're in prison for life. She's there saying, you can't even really hear what she's saying, but obviously sentencing him. And you can hear him going, nah, fuck this.
What?
Leaps. Whole body, Hanifa. Whole body on top of her and, like, starts going apeshit. And you're like, how did you do that? You are now going to be in prison for... Don't even know what you did. It doesn't.
Yeah,
even,
you ruined
he
your
wasn't
chances,
actually. He wasn't in handcuffs, so it wasn't a violent prison, violent sentence, because you would be in cuffs as you're standing there. But now you're there. You're gonna die in prison.
Yeah, that's
like a spider monkey, like that's it wild. Was fully like, whoosh. Incredible.
That is insane.
It was the video is like you can't. You just like, you can't believe your eyes. It's like, wow.
Show me.
How did you manage that? Well. In we actually, I don't know what to jump to because we're running out of time.
We spoke about dogs for like 20 minutes.
What should we go to?
HMRC, Cat Williams,
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. Let's do a bit of Dave Chappelle and HMRC.
Okay, no, let's.
What
do
about
Cat
Am
Williams.
I the Asshole? Because it's got nothing to do with anything if we don't cover the other topic.
Which one?
My Am I the Asshole?
Oh, we have. Oh, I don't know what to do. I think let's do Dave Chappelle actually.
Okay, you do Dave Chappelle.
So Dave Chappelle. I actually watched his comedy special.
Any good?
No, it actually wasn't good. It really wasn't.
Yeah. But why is he in headlines? Ada, tell me.
Yes. So Dave Chappelle has a new comedy special out, and if you remember last time he had a comedy special, the world tried to cancel him for what he said about trans people. But he'd already signed a multi-contract deal. So if people are wondering why Netflix have allowed him to do another thing again.
The deal was done.
Despite everybody protesting. What's he going to do? He has to return the money. He's not going to do that. And they're not going to be like, oh, just run away with the money. Somebody's going to have to get something.
Exactly.
The special, he starts with, I'm not going to talk about trans people again because... of how they came for him the first time, and then he proceeded to talk about trans people almost throughout the show. But he did this thing where, you know, like people sometimes bring up why shows like Family Guy can run and some people can't make certain jokes, but I think that Family Guy do a thing of, I feel like they know what they're doing is wrong, and also
they're not poking fun at the thing, they're poking fun at the concept.
It's more like the situation. Yeah. Yeah, but
like there's bad guys in the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're laughing at them, not like at the victims per se.
Yeah, and then sometimes they do try to address harder topics and then kind of circle it. There's comedy within the harshness. Anyway, he tried to do that with joking about trans people and then joking about disabled people and then joking about Asian people. And he did it in the Asian people one. He did it in a way like his wife is Asian. So I can say that's like somebody saying my wife is black. So I can say the N-word. But, you know, the disabled people one was like actually quite horrible. But I think then he tried to be like, well, I know this part. I was like, well, it doesn't actually, you know, it doesn't actually help the situation. But yeah, so he tried to do a thing of like, if I poke fun at multiple people, then it won't be that I'm just targeting the trans community. It's more like it's across the board. But he's now turned into...
That's not what comedy isn't. Pick on groups. Make sure you keep it diverse, but make sure you're picking on them.
Well, like, you know, people think that if everybody gets shots, then you can't say I'm singling out somebody because I've shot everybody, but you've still shot everyone.
So, but it's also like, I don't know, if making somebody who, like a minority group or a discriminated group, a victim in comedy, like what are you trying to achieve? Like, what's the way you're trying to make people think, people laugh, people shocked?
There was nothing to think about. Like, to be honest, there was absolutely...
He's not making waves.
There was nothing to think about. He's turning into an old man that wants to complain about how society has progressed, but you're kind of stuck in the past and you don't want to progress with it.
Yeah, it's just like, why do you care so much? Like, what is your... Why do you have such a vested interest in trans people? Like,
Well, I think it's
like,
just...
What's it to you?
I think it's laziness. I think that for him to then kind of make majority of his set about what he got cancelled for, I think that's just lazy.
Nothing else going on in your life?
You can't think of anything else. Yeah. But I think that also happens sometimes with comics where it's like some comics get too big and they kind of pretend that it's like a retirement thing, but really you haven't got shit to say.
I feel like it's like the Ed Sheeran effect, I call it.
Oh, go on.
It's when you start, you're full of soul and realness.
Yeah.
Because you're in the experience and you're in the grittiness. And then you surpass like the daily struggles because you're so rich and so your comedy isn't relatable anymore because you're not living a normal everyday life. Ed Sheeran's music used to have personal experience. Now he's just talking about the generic love experience.
True.
Because you need to have the...
Yeah.
The life of it.
You need to be with the people.
Maybe he should be doing comedy for the elites only.
I'm sure he does.
And maybe...
I'm sure he makes money from that.
But we need... Or maybe he should just be living... Get with the program. Start living like the rest of us.
But I wonder, like... That must... Yeah, that must be a thing. That must be a problem. But, like, what do you do? Do you strip yourself back? Do you say, I don't want the money so I can be real? Or what do you do?
I don't know. I always think it's like... Because there are people who are super rich... But they don't, they're not unnecessarily rich. Like I think people who get rich and they pay for like a nice house or like nice clothes, but they're not like iced out.
Right.
Then the people who are still living like everyday life, cooking their own meals or whatever, but they might have a cleaner or housekeeper, but they're still doing some chores. It's like having the balance.
I guess for sure.
But of being real. I think it's just being real.
Yeah. But then I think he thinks that he's being real, but... I don't know. He actually isn't speaking to a normal everyday person to do that. You just need to actually be around normal people to get that.
But because it's also if he was a normal person, if he was just like going out to his work, worked in retail or whatever, you'd probably like interact with trans people.
Yeah.
Just like how much trans is in his life every day? Probably not that much because he's a really rich old man who doesn't seem to be out that much.
Yeah, exactly. And it also depends on like what side of the internet are you on?
Yeah.
Where
it's just a fictional kind of thing that he's commenting on.
Yeah. Where I think sometimes it stems from fear.
Yeah.
People are scared of what they don't know or what they don't understand, even though it's not a difficult concept.
Yeah,
to
or they've read one headline.
Yeah, now it's like something it's stupid. But yeah, I wonder if he could also just not do anything. There's also that. He has enough money not to do anything. He could be like Andre 3000.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't got shit to say.
Exactly.
So I'm not doing another album.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. And I
do
appreciate that because a lot of people are just saying words in songs.
It's got to be purpose to it.
Yeah, it's true.
Even when like people are like, I'm just doing it for the money. I respect it.
Yeah, just say that as well. Be honest. Because then I won't expect like you to do something great.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I just got paid for it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that as well. But... Yes. So a lot of people, obviously it's split opinions. People say comedy is comedy, get over it.
Oh, we're still talking about
that. Yeah, so as comedy is comedy, get over it. And obviously some people are like, this is how we don't protect the trans community. Which, yes, it is definitely happening. And it also, the same audience or the same people that I've seen in some of the comments for people that are defending Chafe Chappelle are also the people that are saying that Maura Bergdorf shouldn't. She got picked as UN, the person to represent the UK in UN's women's charity.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying that that doesn't make sense because she's not a woman.
That's disgusting.
And I'm like, that doesn't... And I think this is, again, where people are really, really confused about what it means to be a trans woman.
Yeah.
Like...
If anything, she would be more inclusive because she knows what it's like to be excluded.
Yeah. Yeah. People are upset that Monroe has been picked to do that because they said she's not a woman, and that if there's a trans issue,
yeah,
then that's what she should be picked on. I think people obviously also miss intersectionality. There, you can be two things at the same time.
100%. Does it negate her because she's a black woman? Like, should she not be on the black UN board? Like, what? It doesn't make any sense.
No,
it
doesn't make
any multiple things.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Her being trans woman doesn't make her any less of a woman.
No, but that's again where I say, like, people like Dave Chappelle not understanding what you're talking about. You don't understand what the trans community is about.
And it's the lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, that's it. Because I was like, I don't think you don't get it. Monroe wants to be called a woman. She is a woman.
But then
she's a woman.
No one will let her forget, though. She has to go into every situation with so much self-awareness.
Yeah.
From people that have zero self-awareness.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. The comments are really disgusting. And I actually, initially, to be honest, I saw it on the Shade Borough. And I always think sometimes I saw it on the Shade Borough. And maybe it was my fault to see the comments. But it was mainly because they'd put that had happened and people were kicking off about it. But I was like, I didn't see anybody kick off about it.
Yeah, it's like, I always think they're baiting stuff.
I think that was baity because I didn't see anyone kick off about it.
Yeah.
And like, but because you're saying that people have kicked off about it to say that there's a reason to kick off about it. And then the Shade Room or Shade Borough, or all the rest of them, then they put that little line that says, this is not a place for hate. Why did you post it then? Yeah.
Thoughts?
There are many things like, I won't post because I know what will happen in the comments. Why have you posted it then?
Just say you want engagement.
Like, or why don't you give an opinion to show that if you're saying that there is uproar against Monroe getting this, then why don't you give the opinion of why that's stupid? And then not just like, oh, people don't like that she's... Well, I don't get it.
I'm so tired of people just hating for no reason.
Yeah.
But speaking of hating for no reason...
Oh, where are
HMRC have decided that if anybody earns more than £1,000 or sells more than 20 items a year on sites like eBay, Vinted... they will be paying tax because those companies will be sending all those details to the tax office. So basically it's another thing where you're like, I'm just going to have a side hustle. No, more tax. It's not even worth it because you're paying tax on the clothes when you buy them in the first place. You're also paying for the damn postage and packaging and now you're going to be taxed again.
This is why bring back more car boot sales. You're not going
to
tax
No, because you want to hit. Sale. Do you want to hit something crazy, Ada?
What?
You also have to pay tax on gifts.
What?
Tax is on everything. If you get
on gifts?
Yeah, if you get gifted more than £3,000 a year.
What do you mean gifted?
Say if I came into some money and I was like, Ada, I want to give you some money. If I'm giving you more than £3,000, we've got to pay tax on it.
What?
Yep.
Does that mean they're going to start taxing the lottery?
Oh, probably. Come on, let's be realistic, Adam. I think that's in your ballpark.
I could win the lottery tomorrow.
But if you get a sugar daddy, you're being paying tax on that.
Does that include physical gifts or money gifts?
Money gifts.
Right. Okay.
So you can sell your gifts.
And then I'll get the... So basically, if somebody wants to give me
No. Because if you sell them, when you go to put the money in the bank will be like,
no,
why are you putting, where are you getting this money from? And then you have to pay tax on it.
No. Like, so if I, say somebody bought, somebody was like, I'm going to give you £1,000. And I'm like, buy me, I don't know, something that's worth $1,000, exactly. And then I take it back to the shop and return it.
Yeah.
And then I get the money back.
Yeah.
Do I get taxed on that?
If it's over $3,000, yeah.
That's stupid.
So
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just
basically eBay. you can't do anything in this country anymore,
which is ridiculous because the only reason people need to do that is because you've set us up to fail. Yeah, you've set us up to fail that I have to find 2 or 3 other revenues of income.
Yeah,
because you guys aren't giving us enough money or everything's too expensive. I wonder.
It's also like Vinted and eBay are actually really good services because they help with people not doing fast fashion.
Yeah.
So it's like this is overall a good.
I'll just do fast fashion.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna get
because I'm gonna get double taxed.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well buy, buy new clothes and not sell them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, we're set up to fail.
We are set up to fail.
Do you want to do the Am I the
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Not linked to anything.
We can chat about Cat Williams.
Or we can talk about the video.
The washcloths.
Yeah. Because it's about stinkiness. Okay. Am I the arsehole?
So in the new year, new me, please start washing yourselves a bit more. And it's a conversation that comes up all the time because I feel like we were having a debate just at Christmas about how much people clean themselves or not. And it's really like... people should use a sponge or a washcloth because you have dead skin and people sweat. And if you can get it, use one. But there was another podcast, and I don't even know what the podcast was called, but
it doesn't matter. Another podcast. I've seen the clip going around before.
Yeah. And they said that poor people use washcloths. And I was like, oh.
Well, maybe I'm poor.
Maybe I'm maybe it's poor mentality. At least I don't smell. But also, I don't understand why you would think that's a poor person's thing.
I think it's because I think it makes like the... I don't wash with just my hand. But I just imagine if I was washing with just my hand, I'm using a shit ton of shower gel. So yeah. I guess it's money saving to use a loofah or a washcloth because you're using less. Oh, because it's holding it.
People are flexing shower gel now.
I don't know.
You could be buying Radox.
Or me.
Like, and that's like...
Maybe it's like historically you could be buying, going down the mine.
You could be
so
buying Imperial leather. Like, that's not expensive.
No, but I think historically people would be dirty. It's a historical thing. People would come out and be dirty from working because they work in like labour jobs. So they had to use a washcloth to get like the soot off them. So the rich people didn't need a washcloth because they couldn't see the dirt. But we have come to a time now where we all know that you don't have to see the dirt for there to be the dirt.
Meanwhile, the richest people in history are the stinkiest.
Yeah.
Are the stinkiest.
I think, do you know
like,
what?
Like, I think we need to stop being really honest and telling people that they smell.
But do you know what? I think, okay, you're going to like my Am I the Arsehole.
Go on then.
But I don't like the cleanliness Olympics. I think we need to be honest with what is fresh. And actually wash ourselves.
Yeah.
And yeah, look out for others.
Yeah.
But I think it starts young.
Yeah, obviously.
Because I was having one wash a day, even when I didn't, like when I was little, even when I didn't need to.
Yeah.
As just like habit.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that should be the norm.
Yeah.
That
but also not waiting to be stinky to wash. That is not the, that's
exactly.
Not the norm.
Yeah, that isn't normal.
That is. Yeah,
you could actually
don't wait for the problem to begin.
Exactly, because then I think people don't like to have showers because they feel like they have to have an intense shower because they stink already. If you were just having regular showers, it doesn't have to be intense every time.
It's the same as cleaning your house, little
you
and
see,
often.
Little, yes, every day. Just does it have to be half an hour in there every single time? Does it have to be a full scrub? Sometimes I like to see my skin glowing red.
Yeah, that's not an
every
day.
It doesn't need to be like that every day. But I think we need to start telling people they stink. And I think we should take that into 2024. I've been reading to be more aggressive.
But I know.
More aggressive in your life.
I think there's a way to do it in a kind way. Because obviously there are different reasons as to why people do smell. I always thought, I remember when I was younger, there was someone that stunk when I was a kid. And I was like to my mom, this girl stinks. Like, I was being so nasty. And my mum was just like, it's quite sad. Because no one has taught her to actually look after herself.
Okay.
And she was like, someone cares about you, me, to have taught me not to smell. And it's quite a sad, like, I think there's a kind way of...
We're not kids anymore.
No, I know, but I think, no, but that means if someone reaches adulthood, that means that nobody in their life was close enough that didn't stink to tell them you need to look after yourself. Also, different people smell at different rates.
I don't know about that, Hanifa.
I think
by the time, if you have gone past the university age,
that means no one loved you enough to tell you you smell.
That's actually fair, because there was a girl.
That's sad. You got to have compassion.
There was a girl in my
have
uni.
Have compassion.
Actually, somebody that was in close proximity to my friendship circle, and she stunk down. Like, I personally was like, I don't want to be around this person because she's not my close friend. So I'm not going to be the one that tells her that she smells. But when I told her close friends, they were like, yeah, we don't feel comfortable telling her that she smells. So, and then she would always complain about guys not liking her. And I'm like, it's because you stink. Aww. It's because you smell. But then one time I had to drop in and was like, it's going to be too bait when I say it. Anyway, say there was an activity, like, you know, like varsity. And then, so obviously everybody's playing best sports. So we're getting ready to go out now. And I was like, oh, are you not going to shower before we go out? And she goes, oh, no. But you've been playing sports all day. Mm. Where do you miss the understanding? Even with sports, so that even on the regular day, you're smelling. But on the after a whole day of sports, where do you miss the understanding that you shouldn't shower?
See,
and also, we can't bring in, like, this is in uni hall, so it's not like there isn't access. There's a shower in everybody's room. Everybody knows how to do it. Where would you miss that? So maybe some people, some people are nose blind to their own selves.
No, they are. I think also it's a slippery slope. Because I think I'm not like a stinky person.
Yeah.
I could go longer than I do. Like, wait, hold on. Let me make sure I word this properly. I'm showering on schedule.
Yeah.
But I could get away with missing showers.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't like make a difference.
Yeah.
But it's more about, for me, it makes me feel good.
You feel clean.
And I feel better about myself.
Fresh.
So it's tied to like, me as a person, I wouldn't want to, I don't feel right if I haven't showered. So that's like tied to your identity,
I guess.
Whereas if I'm like, I don't really need to shower, go a week. By the time I haven't showered for like 2 weeks, this is all hypothetical, by the way. If I haven't showered for 2 weeks, how am I supposed to notice that I smell? I've been in that smell. I've been letting it fester.
But it's also not so just you... that. It's also clothes. Like, people let their clothes fester. Some people, they might even be showering. But your clothes stink. You know what it is when you pick up a t-shirt and you're like, I can't wear this. But you've decided to put that on. And now you're on the bus with me.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Because I also think this, I'm
is
like...
Is that poverty? Are people thinking that clean clothes are also a poor man's game? I don't understand.
I don't understand. I don't get... Like, I not fear. I'm like, I would hate to be a smelly person.
I think about it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually forgot to put deodorant on today. So I'm like, I'm good because I could get away with that. But I'm just like, it could, and let me not run.
I think about it a lot.
But why are, I think as a rule, we should be thinking, it's about consideration to others, because maybe even if you think, oh, I don't need to shower that much, it's like, well, why don't we just in case? Because other people got to smell you.
Yeah. Always shower just in case, because I'm always like, I don't know. Sometimes you're like, I might not even come home tonight. Mm-hmm. So what happens now? I've not showered for 2 days.
Also, before anybody comes to us, but we do understand there are obviously lots of people with like mental health problems or other reasons why they might have trouble accessing a shower or having a shower, and that's completely like not what we're talking about.
If you think we're talking about that, please just exit from this podcast. Like, obviously, if you can't access a shower, why would I expect that?
And
if you physically can't enter one, and also, yes, that also makes sense. Also, you have health issues, or if you're allergic to water, if we want to throw everybody in. One of our teachers at school was allergic to water.
That's wild.
And being in her lesson was honestly, it was torture. It was torture, but
some people have sensitive nose.
Yeah, no, but like she couldn't shower because she was allergic to water, so she would have like a every 6 monthy type shower.
And what happened? Does she not get like?
She didn't look dirty.
She smelled dirty.
She smelled horrendous.
Is there no way to like a dry shampoo kind of situation?
No, like as in like the classroom, the whole front row would be empty. And I think obviously she knew because she wasn't forced. if you were in trouble, she would say, come and sit at the front. And you would be like, I will do anything under the sun than sit in the front of the class.
Body odor or fish?
It was both. It was honestly horrible. It was really bad.
I have such a sensitive nose. I wouldn't be able to take it.
And, then when she got a boyfriend one year, we were like, wow, he mustn't have a sense of smell.
Yeah, some people don't.
I know, I reckon he didn't, to be honest. But so those kind of people, yeah, I'll allow that for sure. But like the person with access to showers and no health conditions, get in the shower with a sponge and some soap.
Have a bath.
Soap. Some people are just showering with water. Water will not fix you. Use soap.
Use soap.
Do you just throw your dishes into water and bring them out?
Put your brush in your mouth?
That's also another weird thing. Because when you... The concept of a sponge, we use them every day for dishes. Why do you think you don't need one? Why do you think your body doesn't need one? It's actually easier to clean. You can clean a dish without a sponge if you really wanted to, because it's a hard, but you shouldn't. But if you wanted to, you could.
That would be weird.
It would be weird, but you could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But your skin is like, you know, it's porous. You need to get in there.
Yeah. And you got also, if you do use one, you got to make sure you're airing it out and washing it and changing it regularly.
Yeah.
Because nothing is worse than a fungus. You don't want to undo all your work. With a stinky sponge.
Or just like clean it. Bleach clean it.
Just put it on the radiator.
You can also just put it in the washing machine.
I put mine in the washing machine.
But yeah, there we go. Wash your ass.
We kind of spoken about it, but...
We're out of time, Hanifa.
Okay, well, the person basically needs...
No, don't say it. Don't say it. You have to say it for another time.
This is never going
to
come up.
You have
again.
To say it always... The thing but is, yeah, if always you, comes if, back
I
around.
Think that I've never found a way... To tell, I just move myself from stinky people. I've never found the right way to tell someone they're stinky. And I think that is, if you know how.
You've got to be aggressive. What is my quote of the year that every black person seems to have shared? Because we're all the same. All the same and quite pathetic. What is it? The price for being easygoing.
Oh yeah. Man.
Is not this, getting what
why
you
is
want.
Everyone saying that?
Do you know why? Because Viola Davis shared it and everybody ran with it. The price you pay for being easygoing is not getting what you want. Try to be a little unreasonable in 2024. Fight for the life you want. The life I want is no more stinky people. So I'm not going to be easygoing. I'm going to say fucking shower or get out of my face. And then we move.
Yeah, I just move away from them.
Well, they'll never improve, Hanifa. We need to tell them to shower. Don't be easygoing. Moving away is being easygoing. And that isn't giving you the life that you want. The life that you want is to never smell a stinky person again.
No, because because the mean person in me, if I meet someone and they stink at this age, I'm like, at your age, come on now.
Yeah.
I'm discrediting you.
Yeah.
If you're smelling on a regular basis.
However, actually, somebody had really bad breath and I offered them chewing gum.
Oh, that's...
And they were like, no, I don't need it. At that point, I didn't know what to do. But if somebody's offering you chewing gum, just know that you haven't asked for it. They've said, take it. Yeah. Know that your breath is kicking. Like, take it. But at that point, I was like, okay. I guess I'll just die with your stink breath innit. But yeah. We will see you next week.
Stay fresh.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.